And the number three, the idea of opposites, and then there is a medium force to keep it balanced. The Yud, the Hey, and the Vov, the Shem Hashem, those are the three powers. In the Echad Miyodea, so you should know the Echad Miyodea is a pizmon that was written by the Mekubalim. The Rokeach, I think, quotes it, and talks about Jewish numerology. So the number three, so Echad Elokeinu Shebashamayim Ubaretz, I mean, that's what we spoke, the Ona Kodesh Boch is one. There's no oneness here. Shnayim is Shnei Luchay Sabris, which is this dichotomy between physical and spiritual, Ben Adam LaChaver, Ben Adam LaMokim. And Shloisha is Shloisha Oves, right? The three Oves, the Shloisha Oves, the Shloisha Oves that we have, which Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, represent the dichotomy. You have Avrom, which is Midah Chesed, expensive, he wants to get everybody in. Yitzchok, who is Midah Sadin, who is constrains, limits. And Yaakov Avinu, which is a blend. Yaakov Avinu is Ishtam Yoshev Oyhalim, he sits in the tents, the plural of tents. Shayora says the tent of Avrom and the tent of Yitzchok. He was in between. That's why it's called truth. Yaakov Avinu is a concept of truth, that he never dies, because if you balance the two, it's something that can work forever. Okay, that's what we spoke the past weeks. But we see Shem Hashem has four letters. It's the tetragrammaton. So there are four letters. So there is something else, which is the number four, which Chazal call it the four imoys.
Imoys,
the four imoot, meaning the four mothers. What does the four mothers mean? And how does that translate into the idea of the three and the four? We have so many things that are three, right? Klal Yisrael is three. But there's so many things which are four. The Arba Kwesis, the four Olamos, the four Leshonot Shel Geula, and that's how we're going to see the morale. But we have also the four basic elements in Jewish thought, which is Esh, which is fire. Fire is this idea of constraining, limiting. Mayim, water, which is what? Which is the potential, which means it's chesed, because it's the unlimited potential. And then you have the wind, which is a blend and carries between the heat and the cold. And then you have something which is dirt, which is the fourth element. So what is this number four? What is this fourth element? So Chazal say, is the four mothers that we have. Because the number four is taking the potential of the world and bringing to its realization. Let me explain to you. What's the difference between the halacha, between a father and a mother? So the Maral says in the Megillah Esther, it says by the Megillah that Esther didn't have a father nor a mother. So Chazal say there was a timing difference, that when she was conceived, her father died. When she was born, her mother died. Says the Maral, how do you see that from the Loshon? So Rashi, from Ke'en La Av Vayim. So Rashi says in the Masechta, at the second the father was a father, he died, which means at the conception. The second the mother was a mother, she died, which was the time of birth. So says the Maral, you see there is a difference in timing between the two. The father is a father at the time of conception. The mother is a mother at the time of birth. So says the Maral, it's very simple. Why? Because what the father does, he gives the potential. He gives the seed. What the mother does, she develops the potential. And therefore, she's only a mother when she went into the first stage of development, which is the birth. By the way, this has many halachic implications, you know, artificial insemination and in vitro fertilization, the surrogate motherhood, right? There is a Targum, I'm not sure if you've already heard, the Targum says that when it says that Dina was born to Leah and Yosef was born to Rochel, and the idea is that they were switched. The Targum's idea is that they were switched in the womb of their mothers. So in other words, Yosef was, the tissue was the egg of Leah, and it still is the son of Rochel. Because the mother, the one who gives birth, is a mother. Motherhood is bringing a potential into realization. And this is always the number four. the number four, because there are three potential, the two powers of potential Hashem gives, we are able to create an in-between, a measure of balance, of harmony between the two opposing powers, and this unleashes an energy that you have to bring into realization. That's why it's the dirt. What is dirt? Dirt is that allows a seed to grow. And this is why there are four mothers. Anything which becomes realization in the world of physical, when God created the powers, those powers became realized in the world of physical into always form. And we're going to see the Maharal inside. This Maharal is in the Avodah Shel Pesach, the Maharal Nigburus that I just gave you, on the Arba Leshonot Shel Geula, which is an extremely important Maharal on this idea of the number four. That's why there are four mothers. Because the number four always relates to bringing realization to potential. By the way, this thing is so interesting, La Alocha. Tosfos says, La Alocha, to kill a fetus, to kill a uba. Tosfos wants to say that a male, a father, is also to kill the fetus. Why? Because it's Ashkoz HaZera. But the female, the woman, which is not Mechuyeves in Ashkoz HaZera, Min HaTorah, she could kill an uba.
So what?
She could kill a fetus. She could do abortion. Abortion for a man is prohibited, for a female is permitted. According to this Maharal, sort of Kasher, in his Sefer, in his Mavo, says makes a lot of sense according to the Maharal, because the father, you did your job when you did the potential. So when you have a uber, when you have a fetus, he does have the potential. So for him, he's alive. He's not allowed to kill. But for a female, unless he is brought to the first stage of development, she's allowed to come. There's no issue. Minator, only the rabbi. Okay.
Av is three.
Huh?
The gematria of Av is three, and man basically on the third day fertilizes, and Av is 41. Also, fetus.
Beautiful, beautiful for sure. Not only that, always the mother, the 40 weeks of gestation. We are going to see always to bring something into realization. Chazal say it's 440. Always. The Marshal, the Gemara says, right? The gestation, 40, huh? If you want to remember something, if you want to take learning and actualize learning, domi le, the Gemara says that you chazal 40 times, v'domi le, then it's yours. Torah was given in 40 days. It became down to earth. How many years we became in the Midbar to develop into a full nation? 40 years. Always the number four. Because this is God's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now you see the Maharal will say something very deep, because you realize that the number two and the number four are the same letters, the He and the He. The two He's are the same. Because one is the Ribui in potential, which is the two powers, and the other one is a Ribui Lemainse, Ishtaim Shemarba. That's why Rishriyot HaShabbat, Ishtaim Shemarba. Right? That's how the world became. It's all Ishtaim Shemarba. It's two which are four. Is the two Hays, which are really four. And this we're going to see the Maharal. The Maharal is going to see this idea I just gave you. Let's go see it.
Are there any more?
So you guys have to share. Yeah, yeah. So people who have to.
I have
share together.
He's got one.
You have to, yeah. Okay, let's go. So I just had to print. That's why I had to go home. I got late and I got home to print it because I couldn't print in the office. Okay. Ulefichachem arba kosot. Right? That's why there are four cases. Right? He's talking about the Bakusot Shel Geula. Ki Geula iba me'olam elyon olam hazeh. What's Geula? Geula is a spiritual power that comes and filters into olam hazeh. Shehu olam haribui. What defines this world? The Maharal always shita. What defines this world is the world of ribui, multiplicity. It's the world of two. That's why I was created with a base. That's what I saw before. V'kol dovar sheba me'olam hanivda le'olam hazeh. And you should know that anything that comes from the spiritual into the physical, yesh bo ribui mechulak la'arba, it always divides into four. Right? And I'm going to show you in a second also deeper. Ki mispar ze, okay, number four, is the mispar ribui. Ribui in potential is two, in realization it's four. Because each one is within itself, its component is a ribui. That's why four is always the realization. In the Kisei HaKovet, they are our office, right? If you look at the Tzura Sodom, Chazal say there are three people from Yitzchak and Yaakov and Kisei HaKovet. And who is the regal Revi Sheba Merkova? It's David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the human who brought all his potential into realization. He is Adam HaRishon in its All the, so the four, three of us, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and who of the children is the apex of the children? Always. Always when it comes to the reboot, to the world of physical, he's in four. By the way, that's why the DNA, the four bases. There is a very interesting book. And you see, now you understand everything. There is a great book. It's called The Elegant Universe. I'm not sure if anybody read The Elegant Universe. The Elegant Universe says, it's very funny. We have developed the most advanced techniques and the most advanced measuring, and we have only found four powers, four forces in the universe. What are the four forces? The strong, the weak, the electromagnetic, and the gravitational. We only know four forces. So it's interesting. We built these super colliders with billions and billions and billions of dollars, and science still knows that the forces of the universe are only four forces: the electromagnetic, the gravitational, the weak and strong. That's it, only four. The DNA has four bases. It's just a combination of the four, because all realization is four. But I'm going to show you this morale. Makes my spine cringe, because you see how something is MS. He's going to say, you saw it here, which is unbelievable. Now look at this. So anything that comes from Olam HaNivdal, when it comes from the spiritual to the physical, it divides it into four. Into Chazal, this is called Malchus. This is the last hay of Shem Shomayim. Shehu, right? The Shehu Neged Arbat Dodim HaMecholokim. This is the, on the world, you have four sides into three-dimensional. That's why the physical, the spiritual geula, that comes into four expressions of geula. This idea that four is how the world becomes reality, the realization of the world, comes from the Torah. There was a river coming from Eden, going to the Gan, to the garden, and from there it went into 22 foreheads. That's why the river of Gan Eden had four heads. Pishon, Gichon, those are the four. Okay? Shimizem evuar lacha, ki kol davar sheba meolam nivdal, anything that comes from the spiritual world, koma nahar sheyotze mehedel hashkot hagan, like the river that came from Eden, and it came to flow into the garden, which is the physical. Kishubayo lama teva, huolam haribu, and it comes to the world of physical. Yipared le'arba harashim. You'll go and divide into four. Kizeu negda pirut ve'aribu, because this world is the ultimate ribui. Is the ribui that each component of the ribui in itself is a ribui. Is two made of two, power of two. So now there's two made out of two. Therefore, when the powers of Geula came to the world, Hayamit Parel Arba Roshim be divided into four Shlosh of Geula, four expressions of Geula. That's why you have four glasses of wine. Since the eating the matzah represents our expression of Geula, and therefore you have to drink with the eating to make the digestion better. And the drinking is actually less physical than eating, right? Because it's less physical. So therefore the drinking has to have something more spiritual, a bigger message, a deeper message. And therefore in the drinking, you drink for. To teach what the geula is, that the geula, which is one, gets expressed into four. So the achila is the concept of geula, the drinking, which is more spiritual and follows the eating, comes into a more expressive, a more defined way, which kasher amar. Okay, we're going to skip the next one. Now, I want to, the last part, I didn't make it for you, but I'm going to just read to you, which is such an important one. Now, ve'atam, okay. Now, there are two glasses together at the end, but you know what's interesting about the last two glasses? That you are not allowed to separate between them. You cannot drink. You could drink between the second and the third and the fourth, you can't. He says, because if you look at the Lishonot, The Lashon HaShlishi. What's the Lashon HaShlishi? What's the third expression of Geula? V'ga'alti etchem b'zro netuya. V'arevi v'lakachta etchem l'leam. And the first one, the third one is Geula. And the fourth one is to become a Jewish nation. We got out, we got redeemed to become a Jewish nation. Omer bein shlishi l'revi lo ishte. And between the third and the fourth, you're not allowed to drink. Because between redemption and becoming a Jewish nation, you cannot separate. The three and the four always together. Because why did God save the Jews? To be their God. So in other words, we are redeemed to become a nation. So therefore, these two are together, the three and the four. And therefore, any time in the pasuk that says "Yitziat Mitzrayim," Yomar Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiti Mitzrayim Biyod Lachem Elokim, I took you out of Mitzrayim with one purpose only, to be your God. So therefore, the expression of redemption and the expression of becoming a nation is together.
Like Somach Gula L'Tfilah.
Exactly right. The same idea of Somach Gula L'Tfilah. Exactly right. Because Tfilah is the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. Geula is the redemption with the idea of being close to Hashem. The ultimate closeness is Tfilah. Okay. Hare Yomar Befirush, Ketzem Otzah Liot Yisrael Olam. Why did we leave Mitzrayim to connect to Hashem? V'ilem Elohim. V'chem b'chol mokum maskir kach. V'davar Yisod Asumon. This is the basis of Jewish faith. Now, that's why Enochi Hashem Elokecha Shehotzeiticha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. I'm your God because I took you from Mitzrayim for the purpose of being your God. Same idea. Now he says like this. V'dvori Melo. Anybody who understands the story knows that the third and the fourth never can be separated. It's not only Yitziat Mitzrayim; they are the four, but the three and the four are never separated. Look at something. There are four mothers, but two of them were married to the same father. Always they are connected. The third and the fourth. That's why because shlishi, between the third and the fourth course, you can't drink and separate. And look at the tefillin. Sheparasharivi, there are four parshas, but between the third and the fourth, there is no separation. You know, there's a stuma, parsha stuma. So that tefillin sheparasha revit stuma ima shlishi, the fourth parsha, the separation is a sosum, is a closed parsha, meaning they're connected. Ki leolam ein nefsek min shlishi levi, should know never ever there is a separation between the third and the fourth. And the reason is very simple. The potential needs to lead to what? To something called realization. There is no potential without realization. And realization is always connected to the potential. And you have to know that there is never a half step between the third and the fourth. Whatever there is for, there is no separation. Right? Always is connected. Remez and Soid. The Oilomis Ailyoinim that Kodesh Baruch Hu created, Briya and Atzilus. Always there is no separation between the third and the fourth. Never. V'ask, if you would understand this, V'ask, Das Kodesh, you know. The Soid Ha'olam, V'tamoid al Divrei. You know, this is such an important idea. On the four forces of the universe, the strong, the weak, the electromagnetic, and the gravitational, everybody knows that Bell, one guy, won the Nobel Prize because he discovered that at creation of the world, the gravitational and the weak, the electromagnetic and the weak, they were one force called the electroweak. So the third and the fourth were connected when they were created in the world, in the Big Bang, and they're separated, but they are actually connected. That's why the electromagnetic force and the weak force, we all know that's called the electroweak. That's four forces, but in essence, there are three. They are inseparable. Okay? Which is the same idea of the Maharal. The number three and number four are inseparable. That's why the two of that, and that's the idea of the Shem Shomayim. Yud Kevav. Right? You have Yud and Kei can be separated. Right? You have Hashem Shomayim, which is Yud and Hei. Right? But Yud Kei Vav doesn't exist because it has connected the Hei. There's no such thing. That's why the last letter is a Vav. And the Vav is the Vav Achibur. Because number three has to be connected to the number four. That's why the same over. That's the in Chazal. That is the Yisoidat over. In the world of physical, that is true. In the world of spiritual, that is true. In the world of our understanding, is that always the development of potential is that idea. And this is what relates to the number 3 and number 4, which is the development of potential, keneged arba yemois. And this is keneged yesoid ofer. So you have the 4 yesoides that we have. What are the 4 yesoides? You have fire and water, which are opposites. You have the wind, which is the in-between. And you have the dirt that allows the fire and the water to extract the potential of the earth. And that's always the case. And what it does is that is what the physical world is all about. Is this idea of the number 4, which is the ability and the obligation to go ahead and to realize the potential.
And you're saying wind and earth? What are 3 and 4?
The 4, the wind and the earth. The wind, which is means the connection, right, between the two. The 3 connect to the 4. Right? The wind, which is the 3rd one, which is the blend between fire and water, connects to the earth, which means they are the ones that bring all the elements to the earth. That's the air movement. It takes the rain, etc. Brings down. There is never earth. So this is the idea of developing the potential, and that is our obligation. Our obligation in this world, Hashem gives us the potential, and our obligation is to develop that potential. Now, what is the ultimate development potential? We're going to see, because different people tell you the different levels of development potential. But our avoda in this world is exactly this. Number one, knowing the 2 powers, blending, harmonizing between the 2, and then extracting that potential to bring something into reality. And that's our avoda, which is actually bringing potential into realization. To be the idea. That's
what's the 4th? Offer or Adama?
Offer.
It's but called if you say Adama, then it really relates beautifully because we're Adama, we bring up attention.
Which is the same thing, exactly so right. Really but that's together. Exactly right. By the way, the Maral says, that's why it's called, we are called Adama. So the Maral always says, look at an animal. An animal, when it's born and is right away independent, takes care of itself. And the person, the baby, you realize that you have to nurture him and take care of him and teach him. It's a long, drawn-out process. It says, yes, because the animal is ba'ma, it is what it is. But Adam comes from Adama, which is developing, is the earth, is the developing of potential. All of us are here developing potential.
The other show.
That's why it takes such a long process, because all of our lives is developing our potential, is being that female that develops the potential, and the development of the potential is what we are here for, which is the 4th power, which is Keneged the last hay. So you take the Ribui, and we're going to soon see that there is the Maral, that's why I give you the copy, we're going to see there is one more step. And this defines the whole world, which is the number 5, which, by the way, you see the fingers are 4 fingers, mm-hmm. and you have always 1 finger, which is out. The thumb is always out. And Chazal always make from it a big thing. And we'll soon see what it means, the 5th finger, which is the idea of reconnecting it to the source, developing the potential. And that potential has to be to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That reconnection is number 5. That's why Chazal always say that the Neshama has 5 names, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. That's why the Gemara says the 5 Borchi Nafshis, David HaMelech said, Keneged Neshama, that has 5 aspects, which are the 4 aspects and the reconnection to above, which is Keneged the Kutso Shel Yud of Shem Shamayim. Shem Shamayim, the Yud, has a little chupchik, which makes it the Kutso Shel Yud, which is the reconnection to above. So we develop our potential, and by developing the potential, we realize how little we are, and we reconnect back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's Keneged the Kois HaChamishi, which is Keneged the Kois HaShel Eliyahu, that is not a Chiyuv in this world, is a Chiyuv only Le'osad Lavoi. And the answer is very simple, because in this world, we develop the potential that we're supposed to do to reconnect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to put it everything together, it's a level which is much. And you look at the letter Hey, which created Olam Hazeh, it's a Dalet, and a Yud, the point, which is the focal point, connecting everything together. which is that idea. The four, the Dalet, is Keneged this, right? Keneged taking the two powers, blending together, developing the potential, and then reconnecting to a higher plane. And that's life, what life is all about. So Shem Shomayim is the gilui of what our mission is in this world. And all the Torah, you'll see that these ideas will repeat themselves in a million ways in Chazal. That's why the mitzvahs, that's why they're four. Whenever they're four, you realize that it's an idea of developing the potential. Four or 40. Gestation, and that's it. That's why the letter in Hebrew, if you want to extract something from something else, which letter do you use? It's the letter Mem. If you put a Mem, it's taking X from Y, which is extraction of potential. That's why it's Dafka, that idea, that Mem.
Why Mem?
Huh? Because Mem is number 40, right? It's the 4 to the 10th power, Keneged Asor Mamora. So the ultimate 4 is the 40, right? It's the 4, which is the fully developed 4, which is, that's it. That's why, in very interesting, what's the first word? First of all, the Mem in itself is this repeated letter, right? You go from an opening to a closure. The Mem goes from an open Mem to a closed Mem. Closed Mem is that the square that you fully defined always goes. But it's interestingly enough that, so I told you, the first letter Mem in the Torah. Where was the first Mem in the Torah? No, in the beginning of a word or the beginning of a shoresh is the word Mayim. Because it's the source of potential. That's why if you look in Ktav Ivri, right, in the what you call the early Hebrew, the Paleo Hebrew, which is a, what's called, it's a pictographic language. It's the Hebrew alphabet originally was a, were pictures, right? That's called the Paleo Hebrew. Right? It's the old Hebrew. So the letter Mem, how does the Mem look like? Waves, because it's a representation of water. Mem is Mayim. So they understood that this is what the Mem is all about, is extracting the potential. So that's it. That's why once we understand this, you'll see that the old Chazal, the beauty of Chazal is that you see, and one of the things, at least for me, that gives you the feeling our Torah is so true, is because there is such a consistency in Chazal. The Mishnayos, where do they start? What letter does the Mishnayos end and start?
Mei
Masai. And what does it end? With the Mem Hashalom. He said, from an open Mem to an end Mem. Mm-hmm. Right? This is Mitzvah. Mm-hmm. How does the Gemara go? The Gemara is the next step. How does the Gemara go? Where does the Gemara start? What letter does it end? Huh? No. The Mitzvah is the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts with a Taf and finishes with a Taf. Tanaicha kai diktane mei masai, and the Gemara ends al tikre halachot el halachot alichot el halachot, the Taf and the Taf, because that is the next level. That's why the Taf is always Taf tikre Taf Tomos. That is so. Tzadok always says you're going to learn that the three stages of development. The first stage is Dalet, right, which is the Torah Shebichtav, which are the four. Then there is the first developed potential that makes it real, is the 40 with this Mishnah, and the ultimate, which is the 400, which is units, tens, and hundreds. The four in units, tens, and hundreds, that's the avoda in the different levels of development potential. Chumash, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebal Peh, the Mishnah, which is the basic idea of how to develop the potential of the aloches, and the Gemara that takes it to the full development. That's why the word Tav is very interesting. You know how Tav, it says in the Pasuk, Vekatavtem alav Tav Chaim, right? That in the Novi says that they wrote a Tav on people's forehead. Mm-hmm. And Chazal say, why a Tav? Because Tav means Tav Tichy or Tav Thomas. But if you know in Ktav Ivri, the Paleo Hebrew, what was the Tav? You know what was the sign of the Tav? Was an X. Tav is a sign. It's an X. Mm-hmm. So that's why you put an X on the forehead, because you could put a bullet through it. That's a portion of shot. Chazal are going to say, but in the Paleo Hebrew made a lot of sense, because that's the goal. That's the finish. That's a full development. That's why Tav is like the bullseye. That's what you're trying to get in your development. Right? So you see in Chazal, this is extremely consistent. And in science, this is extremely, extremely consistent, people. And if you know that this is the, and the three of the four can be separated, and this is how we Jews can run life. But you see in Chazal, all the mitzvahs and all the shurim, always follow that. Okay? So I'm sorry they came late. And the next week, we'll have 2 weeks, and then we're going to the next week.